you talking, baby. The men are gonna love you and the women gonna hate you, reminding them of everything they're never gonna be. Maybe the beginning of a World War III, cause the world ain't ready for nothing like a wild you. I bet your mama must have been another good looking mama too.
Here because you're here, shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Former President Donald Trump picked up more delegates on Saturday in Michigan, Missouri, and Idaho. And ABC political director Rick Klein says 2 days from Super Tuesday, former president's on the cusp of his third straight Republican nomination.
Right now, Donald Trump has opened up a big lead, and it is only getting bigger with the victories just over the weekend. Already more than 200 delegates ahead of Haley. 12-15, that magic number. He's not going to get there, but he might get close, given how polling has stood so far and what we expect to see on Tuesday.
The U.S. Saturday airdropped its first shipment of aid to Gaza, about 38,000 meals. Advocates say more needs to be done to prevent a humanitarian disaster. As many as 300 people had to be rescued from their cars, stuck in blizzard conditions in the Sierra Nevada mountains. Power has been restored to more residents, but some outages persist after the howling winds. This is ABC News. Officials in Louisville, Kentucky, praising the first responders who rescued a woman from a semi-truck that was dangling over the Ohio River Friday. Fire Chief Brian O'Neill said,
"This is a once-in-a-career type of thing. Unless somebody here has done this many times, no. This is extremely unique."
The driver's recovering. The mayor says the semi-truck had been hit by a wrong-way driver. In Pennsylvania, an arrest in the murder of a pregnant Amish woman. 52-year-old Sean Cranston charged with two counts of criminal homicide and the killings of 23-year-old Rebecca Byler and her unborn baby.
Police called to Byler's Spartansburg home Monday just after noon. Rebecca's husband, Andy, and a family friend finding her unresponsive in the living room with head and neck wounds, authorities say. Two young children, also home, were unharmed. On the day Byler was found dead, family members telling our ABC affiliate WJET they saw a red Jeep in her driveway, the same vehicle Cranston drives, according to the criminal complaint.
It's ABC's Phil Lipoff. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Planning for retirement and your family's future should not keep you up at night. I'm Tyler Schroyer of Heike Wealth Management. From Roth IRAs and 401k rollovers to life insurance needs and purchasing CDs, I strive to add value to your financial and retirement picture. Visit HeikeWealthManagement.com or stop at my office on 3rd Avenue West in Durand to schedule an appointment. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance offered through Heike Wealth Management, LLC, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial Services.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Look for a mix of clouds and sunshine for your Sunday and a very windy day. Southeast winds turn to the southwest and gust up around 35 miles per hour. Highs near the 70-degree mark. Tonight, mostly cloudy, upper 30s. Some rain chances on Monday. Do you need help with back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. Right now, it's 45 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Been up since the crack of dawn, just trying to get paid. Been hotter than 100 suns, I can't find no shade. Just two more rows and I'm good to go. Yeah, I'm shutting this tractor down. Give me a half an hour for a shave and a shower, and I'll be outside your house. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight. Hard as I worked all day, I'm gonna work hard loving on you. Spin you all over that dance floor, right out of them high heel shoes. And when you're ready to quit, baby, we can slip right out of that barroom door. And when I take you home, don't worry, babe, I'm gonna kick them off on the porch. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight. Dirty dancing, blue collar romancing. I can get cleaned up if you ask me, but I can only get so fancy. Got a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right them tonight.
Ground. a phone call. Back when a pastime was watching baseball. Yeah, back when politics, it wasn't table talk. Back when you had a fight, you could just walk it off. I could use some back then, not now. 98 Chevy with the tailgate down. FM only with the door up loud. Burning up the night, then I sing wild. I could use a little more wide open. Back when all I wanted was the hand I was holding. Living in the moment with the good time crowd. Making life count, damn, I could use a little more. Back then, right now. Back then, right now. Back then, it was simple, it was slow. Didn't worry about what we didn't know. I could use some back then, right now. 98 Chevy with the tailgate down. FM only with the gold of a loud. Burning up the night, innocent and wild. I could use a little more.
Out your favorite country songs all day long on Real Country 1430.
Says she's had enough of me. I've had enough of her too. I might as well go on and set her free. She's already turned me loose. No fault, no blame, nobody done no wrong. That's just the way it sometimes goes. Sometimes two people just don't get along. And it's time to hit the road. Goodbye, farewell, so long. Vaya con Dios, good luck, wish you well. Take it slow, easy come, go, easy go. We tried to work it out 100 times. 99, it didn't work. I think it's best we put it all behind before we wind up getting hurt. No hard feelings, darling, no regrets. No tears and no broken hearts. Call it quits, calling off all bets. It just wasn't in the cards. Goodbye, farewell, so long. Vaya con Dios, good luck, wish you well. Take it slow, easy come, girl, easy go.
Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
American girls and American. American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our head. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And a Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And an eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here. When you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the home is raining down on you. I brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. And you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass, it's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell. And it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. I'll brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
Hard to believe it's already been a month, just about, from his passing. The late, great Toby Keith, courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue. I'm Dave, so glad to have you along with us on the weekend. Hang tight for Luke Combs, Sammy Kershaw, and Jason Aldean, all coming up.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit, because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Pluto TV is TV the way it should be, free. With over 300 channels, thousands of movies and TV shows costing zeros of dollars. So if you want to watch shows like Ghosts, The Walking Dead, CSI, Star Trek, or The Price is Right, well, the price is right. It's free. Hit movies like Braveheart, Sonic the Hedgehog, Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, or Mean Girls won't cost you a thing because everything is free. All you have to do is download the app, which, by the way, is also free. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1-Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, I went down to the Grundy County auction, where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution, but my heart said go ahead and make a bid on that. I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll be your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. And I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Well, the auctioneer was going about a mile a minute. He was taking bids and calling them out loud. And I guess I was really getting in it, 'cause I just shouted out above the crowd. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm twice. I'm sold on the lady in a long black dress. Well, she won my heart, it was no contest. With her ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. Well, I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Yeah, we found love on the auction block, and I hauled her heart away. Now we still love to laugh about the way we met that day. When I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. And I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
Sitting in a
was staring at her coffee cup. He was trying to keep his courage up by applying boots. And talk was small when they talked at all. They both knew what they wanted. There was no need to talk about it. They were old enough to scope it out and keep it loose. She said, "You don't look like my type, but I guess you do." Third rate romance, low rent rendezvous. And he said, "I'll even tell you that I love you.
So good, you'll want to set two presets. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Some days it's tough just getting up, throwing on these boots and making that climb. Some days I'd rather be a no-show lay low before I go out of my mind. But when she says, "Baby, baby, oh, no matter what comes, ain't going nowhere," she runs her fingers through my hair and saves me. Yeah, that look in her eyes got me coming alive and driving me a good kind of crazy. When she says, "Baby,
to come home fighting mad, feel like running my fist through the wall. Is it even worth what I'm fighting for anymore? Feeling torn, all the hell with it all." But when she says, "Baby, baby, oh, no matter what comes, ain't going nowhere," she runs her fingers through my hair and saves me. Coming alive and driving me a good kind of crazy. When she says, "Baby, everything gonna be alright. Just lay down by my side. Let me love you through this life." Yeah, she's a perfect shot of faith. When
every bit of mine is gone. Something I can believe in, a best friend, a heaven sent love to lean on. But when she says, baby, baby, oh, no matter what comes, ain't going nowhere, she runs her fingers through my hair and saves me.
It's 8:30. You're listening to Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Time now for Strength for Today, a Bible teaching message and ministry from Pastor Doug Vick of the First Baptist Church of Duran.
We welcome those who are listening through WRDN to the teaching service of First Baptist of Duran. Glad that you're with us. And if you have a Bible, we encourage you to take it and turn to the New Testament book of 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. And we're going to be looking at verses 11 through 25 this morning. Father in heaven, thank you for your word. We pray that you would instruct us. Thank you that you speak to us through this book. In Christ's name, amen. I'd like to begin by reading just verse 11 and verse 12. It says, "Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshy lusts which war against the soul, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation." You know, in our outline here, underneath the introduction here, the wonderful thing about the Bible is that it not only shows us how to know God, but it also shows us how to live for God. And there are some very specifics that God gives us that we can do in order to please Him since we have met Him. And our text this morning explains some of those specifics for us. And first of all, it tells us in verses 11 and 12 how to live in the world. How to live in the world. And the Bible tells us here that we are to abstain from fleshy lusts. Now, that word abstain means to hold yourself away from. To hold yourself away from. And I call to your attention, as Peter begins verse 11, he calls his readers strangers, sojourners. That's the second time now that he has used this word in his epistle, because he used it in chapter 1, verse 1. He says, "Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers," and then scattered throughout the diaspora. And now he uses it again. And as a stranger, that means that they are only here on a temporary basis. Amen? And our brother Richard's not with us. He's in glory. Okay? He was here on a temporary basis. And each of us are here on a temporary basis. So that ought to affect how we live since we've come to Christ. And then second of all, he calls us pilgrims. Now, a pilgrim is someone who travels to a foreign land in order to go to a holy site. And we are traveling through this land, this life, and we are on our way to a holy site, which is heaven itself. So our destination and who we are affects how we are to live in the world. And so Peter tells us how we are to live in the world. And he says we are to abstain from or hold ourselves away from fleshy lusts. And the key word there is abstain. And the scripture says here that these fleshy lusts war against the soul. And that word war means they strategize against our new man. And they plan to undermine what the Spirit of God wants us to do and how the Spirit of God wants us to act. We're all aware we have a sin nature. And Peter reminds us here, we are to hold ourselves away from the impulses of the flesh, because now we belong to Jesus Christ. And now our life goal is to please Jesus Christ. And it says, having your conversation, and that word conversation is that old King James word for lifestyle. Your conduct. Having your conduct honest amongst the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of your visitation. Now again, a very, very, very important principle in understanding and interpreting a text is what's the historical background. And we have talked about this before, but the historical background is first century believers were objects of persecution. Now, whether we're objects of persecution or not, we still are to live our life in a way that pleases God. But persecution accentuates our need to draw extra close to God and to have an extra stellar testimony for God. And it says right here that, whereas these who are speaking evil of you, and there are people who speak evil of us as Bible believers on Facebook today, all right, and other forms of media, but whereas they speak evil of you, and they call us evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Now, that term visitation is an Old Testament word that is used frequently. In Isaiah chapter 10, verse 3, the prophet asks wayward Israel, and what will ye do in the day of visitation and in the desolation which shall come from far? He's talking, what are you going to do when you're living like this, away from God, and the Assyrian army is outside the gates of Jerusalem? What are you going to do when the Babylonian army is outside the gates of Jerusalem and you've been worshiping Moloch and all these different pagan deities? What are you going to do? That's the day of visitation. So here in our worksheet right here, the day of visitation is a reference, first of all, to a time of wrath that unbelievers will face if they don't repent. It's a time of wrath unbelievers will face if they don't repent. But not only that, it can be a reference to a time of blessing when the grace of God works and unbelievers repent and receive the Lord as their Savior. And the Bible says either way, he says, that they may behold your good works, by your good works, which they shall behold, they will glorify God in the day of their visitation, in the day that they get saved later down the road. How wonderful. You see, our lifestyle is an evangelistic instrument in the hands of God as we go through our week. I want to share something with you. And this is from an incident that happened in World War II. There are two missionaries and their son, Herb and Ruth Klingen. They were held by the Japanese for over 3 years. And in Herb's diary, he tells how his family's captors tortured, murdered, and starved to death many of the camp's other inmates. The prisoners in particular hated and feared the camp commandant, a man by the name of Kanishi. And Herb described one especially diabolical plan that the commandant had devised for those that were in that prisoner of war camp. Kanishi, he says, found an inventive way to abuse us even more. This is what he did. He increased the food ration, but gave us palay, P-A-L-A-Y. That's unhusked rice. And he says, eating rice with its razor-sharp outer shell would cause intestinal bleeding that would kill us in hours. He said, we had no tools to remove the husks, and doing the job manually by pounding the grain or rolling it with a heavy stick consumed more calories than the rice would supply. He said, it was a death sentence for each of us. But then as he goes on, he says, but God's providence, that prison camp was freed in 1945 when the Allied forces invaded the island. and that prevented the commandant from carrying out his plan of shooting and killing all of the surviving prisoners. Now, interesting, years later, Herb said this. He learned that Kanishi, the camp commandant, had been working as a groundskeeper at a Manila golf course. He was arrested, he was put on trial, and he was sentenced to be hanged. Before his execution, Herb Klingon said this, before his execution, he professed faith in Jesus Christ, saying he had been deeply affected by the testimony of the Christian missionaries he had persecuted. God uses our testimony. And in the day of visitation, the day of blessing, when people get saved, they look back and they'll say, I thank you, God, for sending that person into my life, for showing me what the gospel really is. So Peter tells us right here how we are to behave ourselves, first of all, in the world. Second of all, he tells us how we are to behave ourselves before our government. Verses 13 through 17. He says, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. As free, and not using your liberty as a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. So here we have Peter telling us now, who's living under an oppressive government, the heel of Nero. He's telling us how we are to behave before the government. And the key word on this is submit. The key word on this is submit. It doesn't matter if the administration is Democratic. It doesn't matter if the administration is a Republican. We are to submit to the powers that be. God does not advocate anarchy. God does not advocate terrorism. Remember, it was Jesus who said in Matthew 22, 21, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's and unto God the things that are God's. And 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2, Paul says, we are told to pray for kings and all for who are in authority over us, those that we agree with politically and those that we don't agree with politically. Romans 13, 1 through 7, we're told that those who govern are actually ordained or appointed by God. Hey, sometimes that's a tough spill to swallow. But that's what the text says. That's what the word says. And so, submit yourselves to every ordinance for the Lord's sake, whether as to the king as supreme or unto governor, whether it's a federal official or whether it's a state official or whether it's a county official or whether it's the village. We are to submit. We are to be model citizens. That's what we are told to be. And whether the taxes are excessive, whether the restrictions are excessive, it doesn't matter. The Bible tells us we are told to submit. Now, we interpret Scripture with Scripture, and we understand that there are times when the state will tell us or instruct us to do something that we cannot do. It would violate the Word of God. It would violate our conscience. And you know what Peter said when he was told not to preach the gospel anymore? That Sanhedrin told him that, Acts chapter 4, Acts chapter 5. He says it's better to obey God than to obey man. And what makes the difference is what God tells us. It's not our preferences, but it's what God tells us in His Word. And so the Bible tells us that for so is the will of God, that with well-doing you may put to silence the ignorance of sinful men. So, hey, people were accusing believers of not listening to Rome, not paying taxes to Rome. No, 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 no. Hey, we follow the law. We follow the law. As long as the law does not mandate us to disobey our God. And I want you to note with me, if you would, it says right here, let me see here. No, okay. All right. Lost in my notes here a little bit. As free and not using your liberty as a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God. You know, it's wonderful to know the Lord as your Savior. You're no longer following rules, but you're following a living God who is inside of you. And you are having fellowship with Him on a moment-by-moment, day-by-day basis. And there is a freedom, there is a joy that you have in that relationship with Him. It's not just do's and don'ts. And as free and not using your freedom as a cloak for maliciousness. I want to read something to you right here. This is from the pen of Chuck Swindoll. He is an E-Free pastor. He's retired now. My wife and I had an opportunity to visit his church for about 3 or 4 months in Anaheim, California, or La Habra, California, a number of years ago. Running over 1,000 at the time. We sat in the back and just a face in the crowd. But I remember talking to Pastor Swindoll once after the morning service, and he knew right away who I was. And he says, "Oh yes, I know where you sit." And a very gracious man. Short, was not tall. And I always enjoy listening to his teaching ministry. He wrote a book called The Grace Awakening. And I want to tell you something about a short bio of Chuck himself when he just got his driver's license many years ago. This is what his dad said to him. "I'll tell you what, son, you can have the car for 2 hours. It's all on your own." And he said only 4 wonderful words: "All on your own," Chuck said to himself. I thanked him. He said my pulse rate must have shot up to 180 as I backed out the driveway and I roared off. And while cruising along on my own, I began to think of all kinds of wild stuff, like this car will probably do 100 miles an hour. He said, I was thinking I could go to Galveston. He was in Texas. He grew up in Texas. I could go to Galveston and back twice in 2 hours if I averaged 100 miles an hour. He said, I can fly down the Gulf Freeway and even run a few lights. And nobody's here to say, don't do it. Now we're talking dangerous, crazy thoughts. But you know what? He said, I didn't do any of them. I don't believe I drove above the speed limit. In fact, I distinctly remember turning into the driveway early. I had my dad's car all to myself with a full tank of gas. I was completely by myself, had total freedom. He said, but I didn't go crazy. Why? Because I had a relationship with my dad and my grandfather, and I loved both of them. And my friend, you and I, we are free in Christ, but it's like Paul told the believers. He said that all things are lawful unto me, but all things edify not. And so, yes, there are things that we can do as a believer. There are places that we can go as a believer, but they're not necessarily helpful for us. And so we use this liberty very discreetly and very, very wisely. And so we're told here, even before an oppressive government, that yes, we still are free in Christ, but we need to be very careful how we use this liberty. Third, Peter tells us how to behave ourselves in a workplace. How to behave ourselves in the workplace. It says in verses 18 and following, servants, and this is the literal word here is a bond slave. Slavery was rampant in the first century Roman Empire. Servants, be subject to your masters. Today we would say employees, be subject to your supervisors, to your employers, with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the forward. For this is thankworthy if a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. For what glory is it if you be buffeted for your faith, faults, you shall take it patiently. But if when you do well and you suffer for it, you take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. Now, in the workplace, We're told specifically, how do we conduct ourselves? We're to be a model employee. That's what he's telling us. If we know the Lord, we are to be a model employee. The scripture says, and the key words for this is be subject. Be submissive. Don't tell your boss how to do his job. You let him tell you how to do your job. And the scripture tells us here, even to those those that are forward, those that are hard on us, those that are misunderstand us, those that are difficult to get along with, even those people we are to listen to and obey and be the best kind of employee we can be. Now, verse 20 talks about this. For what glory if it is it when you be buffeted for your faults? Now, that word buffeted here means literally to be strike with the fist. And slaves could be struck by their owners. And the owners would not be arrested for anything like that. That slave is a piece of property. One nobleman in the Roman Empire said this: the only difference between a slave and an animal is that the animal can't talk. That's how they regarded slaves. Many of them did. And the word buffeted here, to strike with a fist, that's how they treated Jesus. It's a word that is used in Mark chapter 14, verse 65, when Jesus was struck on the face in the house of Caiaphas and Annas, the night in which he was betrayed and his trial started. So even when we are physically mistreated, we are to take it and we are to glorify God in such a way that it'll be a turn for a testimony for the Lord. Now it says in verse 18 that we are to do this, be subject to your masters with all fear. Now that term all fear does not refer to being afraid of our supervisor. It means to be afraid of displeasing God. We don't fear man, but we fear God. It doesn't mean you're afraid of that employer who's over you, but it means that you understand that this relationship with God is so, so important. You want to make sure, especially toward those who are forward or hard to get along with, that you don't want to displease him. So it says here in our outline here, bearing slights, even mistreatment, God's way gives us number one glory. Gives us number one glory. Verse 20 says, for what glory is it? Now, if you get into trouble, you get reprimanded, hey, that's not going to bring glory to God. But if you are doing what you're supposed to do and you're mistreated and you're misunderstood, you will receive glory. God's glory. God will bless you. And then the latter part of verse 23, and you take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. You will be accepted with God in this place where you have been put. God will help you. God will bless you. God will honor you. So these are not easy things to do, are they? They're not. No, they're not. They're not at all. Now, we want to finish with this right here. And in your conclusion here, it says number one. In verses 21 through 25, Peter supports the conduct that he advocates. And how does he support this conduct? By appealing to the way Jesus Christ lived here on earth, the example of our Savior. See verse 21 and following. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps. Why did he call me? That I'd have to endure persecution. You know what persecution does for a believer's testimony? It's like a megaphone in the ears of those that do not know the Lord. When they see someone behaving themselves as a follower of Jesus Christ. For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but he committed himself to him who judges righteously. And that word commit means he handed himself over to God the Father's care. This is bigger than Jesus could handle in as a normal human being. He had to commit himself to God's care. And there's things that we get into and we say, I can't handle this. I'm going to commit myself into God's care. Verse 24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins, and as a result of our conversion, we are dead to sin. It no longer has the appeal to us that it once had. We should live now for righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed, spiritually healed. Healed of the spiritual disease we had, which was terminal, which was second death. And I know that there is a physical healing in the atonement as well. It says in verse 25, for ye were a sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop or overseer of your souls. I have a little something here I want to share with you from the pen of a lady by the name of Susan Hammond. And it refers to verse 23, who when he was reviled, reviled not again, and when he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously. There's a magazine that is put out by the Smithsonian Institution called the Smithsonian, and there's been a couple copies of that on the back table here from time to time. Someone subscribes to it, they'll leave us a copy here. And it's a very scholarly work on the museum and the artifacts and different things that are going on in many realms that you and I are not familiar with. But this is what Susan Hammond wrote in an article for the Smithsonian. And she talked about a little creature called the horned lizard. And she said, when the creature is threatened by a large predator, it runs through an elaborate behavioral repertoire. First, the lizard will hiss and then swell its body with air. And then if that doesn't work, the animal will flatten its body into a flat shield and tip itself upward. And the attacker will look at the predator and say, this is too much for me. But when all else fails, the lizard's eyelids will suddenly swell shut, and a hair-like stream of blood comes shooting out from the tiny opening near the animal's eyelids to be shot point-blank at the aggressor. And the blood contains some noxious compounds what repels the recipient. Then the eyelids shrink back to its normal size, and the horny toad, its own cheeks streaked with blood, will look around and see what its attacker is going to do. My friend, do you ever feel like you'd want to be a horned lizard when you're working for someone who is very tough, very obstinate, very difficult to get along with? And Jesus was just the opposite. It says here, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but he committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. And so Peter supports what he is telling his readers about how to behave in the world, about how to behave before the government, and how to behave in the workplace with the best example of all, and that is the example of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if that's what Jesus did, that's what we want to do as his followers. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for our service. Thank you for allowing us, Lord, to look at these truths. And Lord, we pray that we'd hide them in our heart and that they would shape our conduct.